Next year we'll see presidential elections in the Czech Republic. At the moment, it is not clear how many candidates, if any, will challenge incumbent president Václav Klaus, who has already announced he will be seeking a second term. Recent months have seen a number of possible rivals mentioned, but as yet none have officially tossed their hat in the ring. And that's not altogether surprising, given that any successful run will require broad support across the political spectrum. In that respect, Mr. Klaus is widely considered a tough opponent to beat. Even the country's opposition Social Democrats, intent on fielding a candidate, have not made up their minds about one yet. But that doesn't mean there isn't a strategy, at least of sorts. The Czech newspaper Lidové Noviny reported on Tuesday that the Social Democrats, including former Health Minister David Rath and the party's chairman Jiří Paroubek, were weighing a plan to, at the very least, get under the president's collar. How? By pushing for later elections than the currently agreed February 7, 2008, the earliest possible date under the Constitution. If the elections were pushed back by weeks, Mr. Klaus could theoretically be humbled by having to move out of his office at Prague Castle, losing access to PR specialists and the press office. Social Democrat leader Jiří Paroubek, quoted in Lidové Noviny, suggested it would be fair and honorable for candidates, including Mr. Klaus, to compete on the same terms. At the same time, the party leader denied any malicious intent. Civic Democrat Michal Sobotka, the chairman of the Senate, takes this view on the move.
To me, it seems like they're behaving a little bit like boys whose marbles were stolen. But on a more serious note, I think it is a bit destabilizing to democracy and democratic values in the Czech Republic. If the intent is to try and humiliate the president, then that's very embarrassing. In my opinion, you don't have to like someone, but you should have respect for democratic parameters and values, including the post of the president.
Přemysl Sobotka points out that even if the election were pushed back, it would not succeed in humbling anyone, as even former President Václav Havel moved his things from the castle over several weeks. Another crux in any plan to push the presidential date back is, namely, that the date in early February has already been agreed on after meetings by the president with the head of the Senate as well as the chairman of the lower house, Miloslav Vlček. Mr. Vlček, a social democrat, has said he would be willing to hear arguments from fellow party member David Rath, but stressed he would call the election as early as possible, as agreed. Senate chairman Přemysl Sobotka once again.
Přestože jsme z rozdílných politických stran, tak pan předseda poslanecké sněmovny Vlček.
Even though we're from different parties, the chairman of the lower house, Miloslav Vlček, is very professional, and until now he always kept his end of agreements. I can say that during my time in the Senate, cooperation with him is the best I've seen. I am certain he will keep his word on calling the election for February 7th or 8th.
Nebo 8. února, že vyhlásí.